Erevin, Per Gimel, Mishnah Test 3:9, and one more Mishnah on the Perek, and one more Mishnah on the topic of the potential ramifications of the two days of Rosh Hashanah being two separate days, if you will. So, Reb Doz ben Hyrcanus Omer. Reb Doz ben Hyrcanus is going to say, Ha'over lefnei ha'teva, the one who leads the prayers on Rosh Hashanah, B'yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah Omer, he should say as follows. And just as a side point, in the time of the Mishnah, the person leading the prayers was essentially praying on behalf of the community. He was saying the words, and everyone else, the congregation, would just answer Amen, kind of like how we make Kiddush on Friday night, typically. But nowadays, we have Sidurim, and everyone prays on their own. So that being the case, what Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus is saying is, he's saying what the prayers should look like in general, meaning not just the person leading the prayers, but even you, so to speak, out of your prayer book, would say the following. You would say the following words. Hachalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu es Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Hashem, please hachalitzenu. The Bartra brings two pshat and what that means. The first pshat is to renew our strength, and the second pshat he suggests is save us. Whatever the case is, Hashem, please do it for us on this Rosh HaChodesh, meaning the first day of the new month. We're talking, he's praying on Rosh Hashanah, but he's mentioning the new month. Im Hayom, Im Lamachar. Whether, in fact, today is the first day of the new month, and therefore the first day of the new year, the first of Tishrei, or whether it's going to be tomorrow. And Ulamachar, and then the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Hu Omer, the Shliach Tzibur should say, Im Hayom, Im Emesh, meaning he should say in the prayers, Hachli Tzeinam Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem save us, or renew our strength, Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, on this first day of the new month, Im Hayom, Im Emesh, whether it's today or whether it was yesterday. And v'lohodu lo chacham, and the rabbis disagree. Now he's actually saying, Reb Doz is actually saying two separate points. The first point he's saying is, given the uncertain nature of which day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, when one prays, he should mention that contingency. He should mention the suffix and say, you know, explicitly speak out, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. That's his first point. His second point is that on Rosh Hashanah, one should mention the fact also that it's Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the new month of Tishrei. And on both of those points, the Chacham are disagreeing. In other words, according to Dosa, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, where there's a doubt if it's like a two-day Rosh Chodesh, which day would be, he would similarly say that one should mention the possibility of either the 2 days being the real Rosh Chodesh. That's his first point, regardless of Rosh Hashanah. And the second point is that on Rosh Hashanah, one has to mention Rosh Chodesh. And on both points, the Chum disagree and they say no. First of all, they say it's improper to mention the suffix, the doubt of which day is the real day of Rosh Hashanah. We treat them as one long day. And the reason for that is because if we sort of mention this doubtful nature of the day, so then over time people could come to be mezals of the yom, to sort of not take the day seriously, one of the days, let's say the second day, if they saw the moon on the first day, whatever the story is, and therefore we don't mention it, so people should take both days with equal gravity. And that being the case, just being it as an aside, that would be true also on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, even Chutz La'aretz, both days of Yom Tov, one should not mention the maybe today, maybe yesterday type thing, because people come to not take it seriously. The second point that they disagree with is that on Rosh Hashanah, they say there's no need and it's improper to mention Rosh Chodesh. The reason for that is because Rosh Chodesh is implied in Rosh Hashanah. That perhaps sounds obvious, but in fact, it is straightforward enough. But the reason for that is actually based on Psukim, whereas Rosh Hashanah is referred to as Yom HaZikaron and Zikron Trua, and Rosh Chodesh, you also have Vayulachem LaZikaron. So for technical reasons, as well as I sense more intuitive reasons, Rosh Hashanah is sufficient to mention just the day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Zikron, and not mention Rosh Chodesh, and that's implicit thereby. So the halacha is like the chum in both these points. And with that, we finish the perek and move on to Perek Daled.